Now we're going to look at Earth evolution as such. It's interesting to me that every time I tap in the word evolution on my iPhone in order to give myself a working title for these segments, as I am typing out E-V-O-L, the little spell corrector comes up with the suggestion evil. Now, this is the sixth time I've done this, and it still hasn't learned, which shows us how inherent the principle of evil is, how deeply it is connected with evolution, as the word is often pronounced. Now, at the inception of the Earth, these hindering forces of which I've been speaking were rampant, as it were, and important, very, very important, because of the cosmic power that they carried in a way that it had never been carried before, in a kind of retarded, hindered way. So they had also, as it were, though there were myriad in number, they had divided into two particularly strong, distinctive groups. One group was, much in the way I've described, inclined to remain in prior periods of Earth evolution, or ideally, even pre-earthly evolution, that state of utter cosmic perfection. So this group's tendency would be to keep pulling the newly birthing Earth back into earlier states. Now, this would not be possible for the globe itself, which was now developing in a way inexorably on its own, but it might be possible to hold back humanity, those human beings, to keep them from fully, deeply penetrating the Earth. So that was one group. And Steiner has named this group the Luciferic spirits and speaks of Lucifer as their leader. Though whenever we speak of a specific spiritual being, we have to think that this being may manifest sometimes as a unity, other times as a multiplicity. That in a way, this being uses other beings as his body, as his organs of will and feeling and so on. So we speak of Lucifer, but may very well mean a whole host of beings. So there was this tendency to, as it were, keep things spiritual, keep human beings in an older spiritual state, rather than allowing them to incorporate deeply the mineral side of the Earth's being as it developed further. On the other hand, there was another group of beings. We could say that they were hindering, retarding beings, but their actual activity tended to be accelerating. They were more the accelerator side. We might say Lucifer more the brake in this respect. And the second group of beings and their leader were trying to speed up and enhance the human beings' attachment to the Earth, to the physical, to matter, particularly mineralized matter, to what we would call today materialism. So here were these two contrary forces, neither of them appropriate for what humanity needed, which was a balanced, gradual incorporation of the ever-hardening substance of the Earth. Rather, one side wanted humanity to avoid it altogether. The other side wanted humanity to rush into it, to become, as it were, imprisoned in stone, to turn into pillars of salt, we might say. And so great was the power of these two forces, so powerful was their opposition not only to the progressive beings trying to chart the course that God himself had laid out, that was one level of opposition, they were also opposed to one another. So there are these two principles of evil that are in turn both opposed to two different things, to the other principle of evil as well as to the good. A far more complicated picture of this matter than one might find in conventional theology. And Steiner is even spoken of the fact that the devil in the Western world has two names. Lucifer is certainly one, and Satan is the other. And he says that, yes, Lucifer is the luciferic side of evil. Satan is the other side, the accelerating side, the side pulling one into the earth. And this is the side that Steiner speaks of as being Ahrimanic, led by Ahriman. Ahriman is a name far less known in Western culture, at least at this point, though it was the Persian term for the great perpetuator of evil as perceived in Persian times, Agrimanu, and later on called Ahriman. And we actually interestingly see Ahriman appear, as far as I know, for the first time in the English language, in Lord Byron's remarkable poem, Manfred, which is a story about modern man facing evil on a new level. So something interesting to look into, and Ahriman certainly appears there. Lucifer and Ahriman. Well, we might think, okay, two principles of evil, exactly opposite one another. Why not let them just fight it out? And they'll probably are equally arrayed. They'll just neutralize each other. They'll knock each other out, which is true. That is really true. The problem is they are on the earth. That's their domain. That's where they can really be most powerful. When they're with the hierarchies, they sort of have to cooperate. And yes, they can certainly fight it out, but there's going to be a lot of what would be called collateral damage. That is to say, humanity is in the middle of this fight. And whatever weapons these evil forces are going to use and level at one another, human beings are probably going to be hit by this as well. And in a certain way destroyed, at least on a level of spirit, if not necessarily altogether on body. And in fact, one might say, actually, this is what the spiritual world has allowed to happen. And humanity is in the middle of it, because the progressive beings, the highest hierarchies, recognizing that there was no stopping these evil beings, that in a way the earth would have to be their field of operations, that the drama had been written, the stage had been set, and these beings, whether or not they ever should have come into existence, were in existence, and were powerful, and had a certain connection already to Earth evolution that many of the highest hierarchies were withdrawing from. They could not be stopped. They could, in a way, only be neutralized, or they could be allowed to work in such a way that their relentless pursuit of evil would in the end serve the good. And so it was, Steiner describes, that a kind of treaty was signed by these two beings that, like the other planetary incarnations of the Earth, this new incarnation called Earth would have seven stages, and that for the first three and a half of these stages, Lucifer would be essentially the ruler of earthly life. Not that there wouldn't be those above him, but they would be in the spiritual world. Human beings, in a way, would have to seek them. But Lucifer would be active on the earth as humanity's guide, as humanity's helper, and also humanity's tempter, attempting to divert the right course of evolution and pull humanity back into the past. The second half of Earth evolution, there would be the rulership of Ahriman, the accelerating being, who would likewise work as humanity's guide, humanity's helper, and work with tremendous ferocity to imprison human beings in the mineral world, to entangle human beings with materiality, to make human beings the slaves of gravity, we might say. So this was the arrangement. And as it were, the good gods and the god above those good gods, the one who had brought the hierarchies fully into being, knowing that this was to happen, made sure that already from the most primal creation of the earth itself, that a kind of plethora of good forces, of powerful forces, redemptive forces, would be journeying towards the earth and would arrive upon the earth just as the transition moved from Lucifer's rulership to Ahriman's rulership, that in the middle, a force would appear on the earth who would balance these two forces of evil. So this again is a different, much more complex picture than the usual theological, the usual sort of, you know, Bible belting fire and brimstone picture we have of evil, that it is not that there is merely a battle against evil and good must overcome and conquer evil, but it's rather that good, the greatest good, the good that lives most strongly in the intentionality of the very highest beings, that this good comes to balance these contrary forces of evil. That good is not necessarily instead of evil. Good is rather a way of bringing two evils into balance. So that good is dynamic. There's a dynamism here. And this great force of good, which belong to the realms of the very highest hierarchies, the realm of those higher, higher, higher principles that only have numbers, don't even have names yet, that Steiner put under the general rubric of the mystic lamb, the Lamb of God. These lamb-like forces, these came to the earth. This has already happened, and this is what Steiner speaks of as the Christ mystery or the mystery of Golgotha, named after the hill upon which the crucifixion took place. So here now, at the very beginning of Earth evolution, the drama is already laid out. The outline is there. That the first half of Earth evolution is going to be strongly Luciferic in character, very concerned with matters of spirit, very, very concerned with God and gods, and particularly with gods, because Lucifer is filled with the helpers of these various angels and archangels in particular are retarded beings who nonetheless are active in many ways in a positive way with humanity. And the second half of Earth evolution would be increasingly concerned with, interested in, and beholden to the physical, material world. In both cases, the higher spirits, the hierarchies, would be ready and waiting to provide counterbalancing forces to the leadership of Lucifer and Ahriman. But these forces would not just drop down from heaven. As Earth evolution went on, the intention was that human beings would have to make more and more effort in order to find the higher hierarchies and, as it were, get the compass which could help them through the storms of earthly life. Yet another way of looking at this is that the first half of Earth evolution, the Earth was to grow more and more materialized, that the mineral forces would grow stronger and stronger, and that human beings would become more and more stone-like, as it were. The Ahrimanic forces were doing this. They were working behind the scenes of external events. Unseen, we might say, under the earth, they were working to materialize things, even as Lucifer and his minions were working to draw human beings away from the earth. And we'll see how this worked, how this came about. The second half, now Ahriman works for him in a more open way. He actually does not like coming into the open at all. But we might say that Ahriman shows his hand much more openly. And now our world becomes philosophically, theologically, even artistically, much more materialized and fixated on the visible world. Now it is Lucifer's turn to work quietly behind the scenes, because now the earth is growing again less materialized. And this is a thought of Steiner's, a picture of Steiner's, that is not easy to comprehend in our early 21st century times, that the earth is actually already more spiritualized than it was, let's say, 500 BC, than it was at the time of the appearance of a Christ on earth. That actually Lucifer and his minions have been working, assisting the hierarchies in spiritualizing the earth. But we have to find that spirit that's there, because now Lucifer has withdrawn behind the scenes and Ahriman is everywhere. So we will see how this plays itself out in human culture in the next sequences.